Hello. Are you talking? I cannot hear you.
That's just a little joke. I tell it every time.
How about now?
Yeah.
Shit.
Remember which end to talk into?
No. Well, out of is the...
Oh. You have to turn on your larynx?
Yeah.
Your clarynx?
No, I got a new control panel software for my sound card, and it hadn't podcasted yet.
Oh, is it an ad-lib? Is this 1993? Is that why you sound like that?
Yeah. That's how they talk then.
Sound Blaster 16.
Yeah.
Where is Sound Blaster.
So are we doing a talking show? Is that what this is?
Certainly ain't doing a listening show.
All right, then.
Pie.
Yeah. Brian and Phil, even.
Phil and Brian on the talking show of the internet.
Happy New Year.
Since 2006.
Mm-hmm. But not really in 2010.
A little bit.
Not so much.
Did you miss us?
They did.
I'm talking to you.
They did.
Phil, did you miss us?
I did.
I miss us,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
I got enough of us.
I wish we could have had more us time at that thing we went to. It should have been all about us, really. I mean,
I know. Oh, fucking. Okay, well, do a quick recap of.
Yeah.
Age. Set the table. Placemats.
That's right. Cutlery. And
I'm having a cakewalk.
Is there enough rolls? What's the roll to head count?
Ratio.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, we went to a shindig.
Yeah, we dug shins.
Yep.
And kind of rug.
It's funny, nobody really like made a big shmeal about it afterward, because
what do you mean?
Didn't want to like rub it in the faces of the people that didn't go.
Oh yeah,
we went to this.
Yeah, I'm not not that kind of person.
Yeah. You wish you were invited to this party,
you know? Because
oh man, you should write for postcards.
Wish your girlfriend was hot like me.
Hey, e-cards. Brian, maybe that's what we should be doing all this time.
E-cards. You know what I'm saying?
Last night when you were talking about the thing last night, you know?
Thing.
Yeah.
Thing.
Talking about your idea with the draw and the talk thing.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
You know, which I know you at home, you haven't been reading along with the... Yeah, we could just fill them in. We could put up a text podcast. Since we've done a show. Yeah. Your secret sayings.
Oh yeah, we should put up we should leak the script of what happened to us in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time we did one of these shows was. It seems like a real long time ago.
It was a really long time ago.
We went to Tom and Sarah's wedding.
E-cards is what I'm saying, Brian. We should make e-cards. Because then we don't have to say one thing, we don't have to draw one picture.
You're right, and this is the key. You know, e-cards in the past. You know, they would have the animation and the little song and the little characters.
Yeah.
And it's fun, and people like that. But it wasn't... The thing was, you got it delivered to your computer, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the internet. But now, with the iPad and iPhones, e-cards just got a whole lot sexier.
I guess.
That doesn't change it at all, does it?
I don't know. What do you make of them?
Hold on. Never mind all that. Let's talk about technology and gadgets.
No, I agree, though. But, like, what do you make an e-card out of for the friggin' iPad if it doesn't run Flash? What do you make it out of? What do you use?
Just HTML.
Just GIFs and MIDI?
Just and GIF. Easy, easy. It's, yeah. You know, what you want to do is you want to keep the technology to a lowest common denominator, right?
Yeah, sure.
So really, it's just going to be blue underline blink, click to get your e-card, mm-hmm. times New Roman, mm-hmm. 12 point, click or tap, squeeze, pinch, pucker and bloat to get content.
Yeah, swirl here.
Shake the accelerometer to make the e-card appear is what I would do. I don't have an iPhone or an iPad. I barely know how they work.
Oh, man, I bet Soda Shake is incredible on a fucking iPad.
Oh, my God. I fucking feel like a baby now. Because, you know, iPhones have been around for a while, and a lot of people have them. And but I don't have one. And,
right. I've seen that thing. You have Knight Rider's phone.
Yeah, I was gonna say none of my close friends have them, but Steve had one. But you know, people don't let you. People aren't like, here, check out my phone, play with it. You think they're very, you know, you need to use it. Well, here's a sanitary wipe for you to use later.
Let me push all the buttons for you. Tell me the. You don't have to tell me the last number. You can push the last number of the call you're making.
So when I use one, I feel like a fucking old man trying to, like, navigate. Like, how does this? What the? Yeah, oh, dude. You just pinched to make the what the? And I don't know how to. I think I am an old man because I actually don't want to know. I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Yeah, it's a lot to, you know, it's a lot to soak in.
I don't think it's for me.
You think it's mouse handles for life for you?
Yeah, man, the mouse, you know, they tried to replace the mouse several times.
Yeah.
And to no avail.
Oh, man, if you want to get...
Their efforts have been fruitless.
The truly sedentary use a trackball, though, man.
Those get dirtier faster, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Especially...
I gotta clean out the Cheeto dust from my trackball. Yep. You know, those things, the balls come white originally, and then sometimes you see them and they're all orange. That's why. Yeah, that's why.
I like the old gray ones. The old,
old gray trackball ain't what she used to be.
I think that's tonight, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Guess what's on tonight?
9 hours of Simpsons.
That's right, man. We'll watch the whole season.
Whether anybody likes it or not.
No. Whether everyone's asleep or thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. You want to fill in everybody with your plan?
Oh, I didn't. I watched The Simpsons every week for whatever 20 years. I was fucking
really?
There.
Really? You never missed a one?
Dude, man,
missed the one.
Whenever I would get a job, I'd be like, absolutely, no matter what, I just can't fucking work when The Simpsons is on.
Everything, your resume checks out, looks good. Can you start on Sunday?
Yep.
No.
That would be like, no.
No.
No. In no, fact, here, why don't you test this?
You have a night shift on Sunday. You start at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Can you start? Well, I am going to need a 3-hour lunch break.
Yeah. So I saved them up. This year is the only year. I watched the first one this year, and I was like, oh, jeez. Oh, for shit. You know?
Get it all over with at once is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And
so
you're a super fan.
Oh, totally.
And even then you recognize, this shit ain't so good.
Yeah. No, I'm starting to really like the bad ones now, though. Like, I know they're bad,
it's
but,
like,
you know.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, I guess. I'm digging it. The most recent shitty one's just fine, I guess. So, you know, how bad can it really be? I've been looking forward to it, but now tonight I'm going to watch. It's 25 episodes and the hour-long Morgan Spurlock celebratory thing.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. It's it's not for me.
No, I'm gonna I'm live tweeting that shit.
Oh God. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Oh, so we have a caller here.
Okay.
We got a little, someone's hitting up on this on the Skype. Date Hot 2010 says find new friends and real sex partners online right now.
I don't like real sex.
Search millions of member profiles and find your perfect match.
Member profiles. That is the way to look at a member if you're going to... Because if you look at it head on, it's kind of...
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
Directly to the forehead. It's kind of... Yeah, it's, you know, perspective, right? It's a foreshortening, you know? And you don't want the word shortening.
No, it should just be silhouettes.
Unless it's Crisco. Crisco brand shortening. For lube. Yeah. There's a joke in there somewhere.
That's our sponsor right there. No, Spencer? Since we lost Massimo.
Sponsor Redmond?
Sponsor one Redmond day, went to the zoo today as a field
one day,
trip.
He may end up being somebody's sponsor.
That's
for
true.
AA. American Apparel.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What? I don't know what's going on.
All right. Hammanon. That's what I thought of today when I walked by the church. I was like, is there something? Yeah, their sign was a little messy. Hammanon. You know,
oh,
like,
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to ham.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I could see it happening. People really do like salt. So what did we do?
Man, I looked up sodium content on things that I was eating, and it was a bad move.
Really?
I'm not like...
Hundreds of percents are you getting a day?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that for sure. Like, I'm not counting that stuff, but I was just like, I was looking at nutritional information on something. Okay, here's what I was doing. I was eating an Aero bar, chocolate bar at work, right?
Yeah.
Bubbly, bubbly, bubbly Aero.
Just dipping it in rock salt?
Oh my god, imagine.
I know.
Those bubbles were just full. Just full of salt water. So I was looking at that, and it said, what did it say? Sodium. It said, like, I was looking up just, like, calories. It's like, oh, this is, like, 220 calories for the chocolate bar. I wonder if I had gotten a donut, I was thinking about getting.
Right.
I was trying to, like, figure out, is this chocolate bar? And an Aero, it doesn't have any nuts or anything else. And it's just for those
it's
who know.
It's two things. It's white and choc.
What? White?
There's choc and the white shit.
There's no white shit.
What's the inside?
An Aero, it's just bubbly chocolate.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you put your tongue on it and the bubbles pop. Yeah. It's good. It's fun. But it's a nice light snack. No, wait, that's coffee crisp.
I was thinking of a Zero.
Ooh, that's a minty?
No, it's just white.
There is a mint Aero as well, which is green. It has green inside. It's kind of gross looking, but I used to eat it a lot. Anyhow, I was thinking, okay, what would be healthier, eating this or that donut I was going to eat? And so I looked up the donut information, and then I looked at the information on the chocolate. And so the donut, like a sour cream plain from Tim Hortons, you know, it was like 270 calories as opposed to 220 for the chocolate bar. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I looked on the sodium content, and it was like, the donut had, geez, I forget what the number was, but... several hundreds, 200 and some odd milligrams of sodium. I was like, I don't know what that means. Like, I don't understand comparatively what that is. And the chocolate bar obviously had like 2 milligrams of sodium. It's just chocolate. There's not much salt in it or anything. Yeah. But I was like, huh, how much is that? And then I started looking up shit, and it was terrifying. Like that donut. Well, first of all, in the United States, your sodium content recommended levels are very different from what Canada recommends.
Really?
Canada, like, said something like, ooh, try not to crack 1,500 a day. Yeah. You know, and in the American page, I said, it was like, hey, if you're under 2,500, you're good. So that's like 1,000 milligrams. Wait, that's a gram?
Yeah, that's not much.
It's not, but it just
picture,
seemed like...
Picture
like
a gram, you know?
A graham cracker.
Yeah, just picture a gram. Now picture that gram is one. It's completely sodium. You'd eat that.
Oh, yeah, in an instant.
So, I dipshit in that.
Dipshit. Anyway, fucking. Oh,
yeah,
and so
sodium.
Go to Tim Hortons and you get the ham and Swiss sandwich. That thing is like 1,400 milligrams. So if you got the sandwich combo with a coffee, a sandwich, and a donut, and you got the sour cream plain and the ham and Swiss sandwich, which I am apt to do sometimes, that whole get the deal, and it's like, oh, you're done for the day. Don't eat anything. Don't lick your arm because you will die.
Wow.
Anyway, that's not interesting at all.
No, that is interesting. That's shocking. And now I'm terrified. What does sodium give you again? Hypertension?
I don't know.
Is it bad for your heart?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Does it make you cum stink?
If your blood gets too salty, it's not watery enough, and that makes it thicker, I guess. Is that what it is? And it makes it harder to pump.
It's
a viscosity breakdown.
All right. So what are your new sodium-free plans? What are you going to do? You get add pepper?
No, I've not been planning this. This is just last night. I was going, that's kind of a lot.
Wonder.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You should go get what do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, go get some blood work done and then bring back some stats.
Maybe. I've never done that.
Yeah?
No, I've never. I should go and fucking say, get an under-the-hood checkup, 29-point inspection is what I should do.
Totally. Check all the fluids.
I should. I just turned 30 this year, you know, so.
Oh, jeez, I know.
Yeah, I should probably do that. I mean, everything seems fine, so I don't know why I would. Can we start talking about iPhones again?
Yes, let's get back to that.
Oh, man, we just blew through all our topics. We're done. What do you think?
No, oh, no. What we did, there was the one thing we were going to say.
What?
Well, we went to that
that
convention.
Yeah. That love convention.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
It's good. Yeah, it was Tom and Sarah, Tom and Henry Studios.
That's right.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
So that means she'll get it now if he meets his, demise.
Get what?
The studios.
All the vintage nudes?
Yeah. I wonder if that studio is still being used. Man, I missed that thing.
We should use it.
I know. We should be doing a show there.
Yeah.
Should be on XM. 24 hours a day.
Isn't that shit going under?
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty great, that car, though, dude. Because when we rented that car to go to the thing, oh, dude, they had that in there. It was so good.
Is there a lot of talk radio stations?
There's some talk stations. There's a comedy station, and then there's an extreme comedy station, and then there's a black comedy station.
Oh, what's it called?
And an extreme black comedy station.
Isn't it called, Comedy Dog or something? Or
yeah, I think so. Dog Yucks.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. It was fun, though. It was a lot.
I never got that far, because once I hit Hair Nation, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
No, you don't need anything else.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, isn't there, a Disney channel as well?
Yeah, we listen to that for some.
Yeah, that's pretty good. My sister, has kids, and so she has that, and she likes that.
Kids, huh?
Yep, kids like Disney for some reason.
Yeah, they do.
So the wedding was good.
It was good.
It's too far away now to really, get
into. You don't remember it at all?
Not really.
Huh. No, it was a great time.
It was a lot of fun, and it was good to see people that we knew and new people that we didn't know. And I got to go to a place I'd never been to before.
Yeah.
Third base.
Whoa. Pop, pop goes the weasel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talk about it every day, though, still. It's the first thing we mention when we wake up in the morning. It's the last thing we talk about before bed. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Finally, we can talk to Jesus about it.
Jesus the Christ. That was
we had to keep him in the dark for a long time.
That was my favorite part about the thing.
Really?
It was that there, he's Jesus the Christ. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he is.
I've been hearing Well, no, but it's just it's weird, because people used to say Kabul, and now they say Kabul, or whatever,
It's Kabul?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I need some of that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. It sounds kind of spicy. It's probably has some ginger and chilies in it or something.
Speaking of ginger.
No, we can't because... Okay, go ahead.
What?
I'm allowed.
Speaking of peaches and guacamole. Dude, I've been having a major honko for some sushi, man, but I don't know. There's this place. It's called Ichiban,
Yeah. Number one.
It's $30 for all you can eat in an hour, and it comes by on little boats.
Well, that's kind of cool. I don't like to eat all you can sushi.
It's not a crappy joint, though. It is
sushi's not a food you want to, you don't need to eat a lot of it to fill up.
No, that's true.
And so it seems I'm going to eat so much sushi, but you can you get a few things and you're good, and...
I could see myself spending $30 at, I could go to Sushi Tango in Uptown, and I spend $30 and just, blink, you know what I'm saying? I'm wondering, to me, I'm going, $30 is a lot to pay for dinner, to a place, I'm going to go by myself, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
$30 is a lot, but then it's if I,
For me, if you're going to spend $30 on dinner, you go get yourself a nice steak and lobster.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
You don't want $30 of sushi. You want $30 of steak.
I don't know. Beef again, though. That's what, you know, it's a beef again. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I eat sushi for 3 meals a day, so that's just me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How is it? Do you feel like you're getting your money's worth?
Yeah, I mean, I would shell out big dollars for good sushi, I guess, but, like, it's, to me, I don't know how to put it. I guess it's because we have good, cheap sushi here.
Yeah. Well, you have fish.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we certainly do.
We're in the middle of nowhere. We don't have sushi and fish.
Yeah.
We gotta get it from space and shit.
No.
So it's not, you know, it's not like I can, like, feel great about, like, going to the store and, like, I'm gonna buy a hunk of this fish and a hunk of this fish. I know how to cook rice. Fuck it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
That's true. That's true.
But that, you know, it's not like that fish died that day. It's been dead for a while. All of its ghosts are gone. It's delicious ghosts.
Hmm. So. It's been dead so long, it's just a couple of floating eyeballs.
Since 2006.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, okay.
So after the wedding, like an idea from before was that, hey, what if I took some time off and hung out with you and your family over there in your land, right?
But now that you've met them,
that wasn't, well, yeah, no, that was an idea, and I was like, oh, I get some time off work and I have holidays to use and everything, so I don't know, maybe I'll just book some time off. And I tried, and they're like, no, we can't. It's, someone else is already, Neil's on vacation, so. We're going to be too thin, and you can't. Yeah. And so the fucking following week, I come back to work, and there's, like nothing. Like, I didn't do anything that whole week. Fucking goddamn it.
Yeah.
It just goes to show.
It does.
Yep.
So what did you
time,
do?
Another time, I guess.
What did you piss in?
Toilet? Urinal, I guess.
That'll show him.
Yeah.
Way to stick it to him, dude.
Yeah, like, I busted apart that urinal cake so bad.
They're going to have to replace it much faster.
Taking a dump from inside. Our urinal cake costs are going through the roof.
Yeah, dude. You watch it, though, because, I mean, then they're going to have to make cuts, you know?
Oh, yeah, and then there won't be any urinal cakes. So just like...
You're digging your own grave. No, I'm just saying, we got to come back on personnel.
We got to switch to peppermint patties.
Oh, man. Yes.
Werther's Originals in there.
Hey, you know, I've been pissing on a chipwich would be pretty fun.
Chipwich?
Yeah.
The fuck is a chipwich?
It's two chocolate chip cookies with ice cream in the middle, and then the sides are rolled.
That is called an ice cream sandwich with two chocolate chip cookies for bread. Is,
yeah, but with the, but with the with the chocolate chips, like, it's soft serve, and then, like, the edges are rolled in chocolate chips.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's a chipwich, man.
Give me one of those.
It's good. It's good.
You get that at the farm, the fair.
No, I have my gas stations.
Oh. Yeah, we got, I guess we have that, not like that, but we have the Chips Ahoy brand ones and Oreo ones, I guess.
You know what I think's bullshit? This is bullshit. Listen up, you...
Wait, is the ice cream inside cookie dough ice cream?
No.
Yeah.
Candy dipshits? I mean, ice cream magnates?
Dots. Oh.
You know what? I'm fucking tired of your fucking ice cream candy bars. That's, come on.
Ice cream? Oh, you look, like a Henry ice cream?
Henry.
You don't have that?
Well, Henry's not a... You don't see him very often. And what? Definitely not ice cream.
It's number one over here.
Really? Do you guys have Clark's and Zagnuts?
No, we don't have either of those things.
All right. Yeah, dude. Dude. Why are they all candy bars now? They should be... They used to be, you know, varying kinds of cookie or handles, you know? And now everything's like...
It's branding. It's Nestle or Hershey, you know, branching out. And they're already big. So, you know what? Fucking we're getting in the ice cream business. Fuck you
guys.
They
just take that shit over?
Yeah, because
you used to be able to get, like, Ninja Turtles and, you know, like, chocolate ice cream just completely covered in gumballs, you know? Like,
yuck.
So I was just...
What about a drumstick? You like a drumstick?
Oh, those are good, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
You know, I think
They're fucking with those a bit too much now, though.
Well, they sell the thing of just tips.
What?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Oh, what about the ice cream on the top is just covered it with tips, like sticking out, like Madonna's bra, like all the way around, you know? That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Be fun to eat. Yeah.
With like a Katamari or something.
Yeah. Man. They got that for the 360 that I was thinking about. I was like, it's all doubles, right? It's not a cohesive thing, right? I mean,
Katamari is great fun, but the thing is, like, you will never be as excited about it as the first time you saw it.
Yeah.
It's like women, you know?
Aww.
What?
That's a terrible thing. Aww. Brian, why would you... On the eve of we're talking about
Backing
a wedding.
Up. Who's with me, brothers?
they're
what? but that game... Like, I bought the Katamari Tribute for PlayStation, which is, like... It's
a newspaper, right?
Some new stuff.
It's a newspaper? It's a newspaper?
Is it made of newspaper?
Katamari Tribute. It's a daily newspaper.
Is it? Oh, I get you. Sure. No. Yeah.
Sure.
That sounds like a thing, all right.
Go on. Yes. And is it great?
It's well done, and it's, I guess it's HD, and there's different sort of art styles to it now and stuff. And, you know, they did a nice job on it, but it's still kind of like, well, I'm still kind of playing the same thing, you know?
Can you be Samus?
Not yet.
Do they have one that looks like convincing claymation?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? That should be the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And they could change the density of the ball so you squish stuff before you pick it
totally.
Up, sort of.
And the ball could, like, mix, you know? Like, it would eventually blend. Like,
Yeah. And maybe you, like, you run through, maybe there could be, like, some colored, like, puddles or something, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I like
that. Yeah, get on it. Clay Fighters. Katamari Clay Fighters.
Remember I can Clay just Fighters? Imagine just the smoke coming out of, like, a 360 trying to run that shit, though.
Yeah.
It just sounds like computer
There should be a video
work.
Game system that all the graphics are claymation.
Whoa!
Like it? Oh, what if it was like 3D and it was just like a box, like a diorama kind of thing, and it made the clay right in front of you. Made.
Oh, okay. All right.
What if?
Yeah.
What if that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I would eat whatever the stuff it was making the stuff out of was pretty quick.
You'd be like, keep refilling it. You buy like a toner cartridge that you have to slap into it?
A bachelor chow.
Yeah. Yep. Get Cheeto-flavored video game.
Oh, man. Buying different... Oh, come on.
This episode of Spy vs. Spy Podcast is brought to you by Cheetos.
And think about it. What if?
I don't even like Cheetos that much. They're good, but...
Yeah.
They really kind of... asserted themselves, cemented and planted themselves as, like, insert joke food here, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's shorthand for fucking slob eating shit on your couch.
It's funny.
They're
not
really any worse than most other snack foods.
No,
but I guess
they do
orange.
Have a really negative, It does color. Make you just think of, like, sweatpants, though. And,
ugh.
You know?
No, gray sweatpants and with Cheeto dust on them.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, but like on a chick? Yeah.
Cheeto dust?
No.
Ugh.
That wrestler?
It's yeasty.
I'm yeasty it.
Aw. No, but I think they're okay. I think I would never buy them for myself, though, for sure. But like...
I bought a little bag, or as you say in the Midwest United States, a sack. Of we don't say that here, and the spicy red hot Cheetos or something.
Yeah,
what are they? I don't know. I bought like
flaming
flavored.
Yeah,
and when I was in Chicago, I stayed with Tom and Sarah on their. It wasn't their honeymoon night. It was the day after. Still, they were like getting ready for the. I felt like I was imposing. It wasn't the case. And so they put me up for a night because I was flying up the next day. And we hung out. But they went to a concert. They went to see the Mountain Goats dude do a show.
Aw, that's swell. I didn't realize that's. Yeah.
I was so happy for them. And they're like, okay, we're going to the show. We'll be back in a couple hours. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I went and walked around and I got some snacks, some American snacks, and watched RoboCop on their TV. And, but that was the night of the Survivor finale, finale, finale. And I was like trying to figure. This is another instance of me not knowing technology anymore. And they have TiVo, and we don't. I don't think anyone in Canada has TiVo. I don't think that's a thing. But I'm like, figuring out someone else's TV setup with multiple remotes, and you're just like, okay, this is the stereo, and it's going to be. Fairly quickly, but it's like, oh, it's TiVo remote, and I was like trying to figure out.
It's never super obvious. Huh?
Yeah, but so I was like, okay, I'll find something to watch on TV, and I turn it on, and like Survivor's on. And it's like the end of the Survivor finale, which I was gonna like come home and watch, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, how do I change the channel? I couldn't like figure out how to change the channel right away. So I got little mini spoilers.
But
I did eventually figure out how to watch RoboCop.
You saw Bruce holding the trophy, but you didn't know if you got to keep it yet.
Bruce. Yeah. So I bought the Cheetos. I bought like cappuccino flavored Twix or something.
Yeah.
It was awful. I couldn't finish it. I could only eat one of them.
Oh, man.
Sticks. The other one I left behind. And then
did you hide it? Just stick it in the couch?
Put it in the cat. I cut it up with scissors and put it in the cat box. and then I also had a... This is fooping it up, I guess, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah.
But the other thing I got was... Oh, the Snyder's of Hanover pretzel snacks. You know those?
Okay, sure, yeah.
We only have a few varieties here, but the ones that I got was...
Buffalo wings?
No, I've had those. Those aren't bad. They're kind of gross. Mini pretzels, like really mini pretzels, made into cheese sandwiches. Ritz sandwiches with the cheese filling, you know?
Sure.
It's like that between two pretzels. Lattice, like waffle pretzels, and with cheese stuck in the middle.
Sure, yeah. You don't have those there in your town?
No.
Wow.
That was news to me.
Man, you should check the sodium on them.
I didn't finish any of those things. I just tried a bit of each one. I was like, okay, I've done America now.
you bit the end off of one Twix.
Yeah.
And
it was really gross.
The top of a pretzel sandwich. And then...
You know, I don't know what it is. Like, I always have to try the whatever. If there's a new kind of something, like, I got to try that. But it's never good. And I know that going in. You know, like, this is going to be awful. Like, coffee-flavored, like, anything that is... Not from a coffee brand of something, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, it's bad. Regular Twix is one of my all-time favorite chocolate bars.
What about king-size Twix?
Second. That's too many.
No, the big Twix.
Do they have big ones?
No.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
I know you don't like the big Kit Kat, though.
No,
we,
I hate
we talked
that.
About that.
Can't
That's
stand
no
it.
Good.
I would like it if it came with four of them in a row, though. That'd be all right.
What about, okay. What about that? What do you mean, four of them in a row? Big cats? Oh, yeah.
Like, you break
sure.
them, you know, like, it, yeah.
It's like a big hardcover book of chocolate.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
But what about, what are we talking about? Twix? No, Kit Kat.
Yeah.
How about an eight-piece Kit Kat with half again thinner?
Oh, I like those.
Maybe you wouldn't be able to break them apart,
though. Or whatever?
No, I mean, like, if they were, like, thinner.
Oh.
You're talking about the same size... As four Kit Kats, but like the individual kits.
Oh, yeah. I like things getting smaller. I like that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
But no, whenever you change the size and proportions of things, it tastes different. So that's why I don't like the chunky ones. Just doesn't do it for me. It's not the right proportions.
No, it's too much chocolate in a row before you get down to the. You can't bite the cookie how you like because you got to work through so much chocolate.
Yeah, it's too much.
You
snap.
Can't do that little
too much
pop.
Snap, yeah. Too much snap and crumble.
Yes.
No,
it makes a mess.
Regular Twix, probably one of my all-time favorites of all time, forever. And then we don't have peanut butter Twix, so whenever I go to the States, I usually get a peanut butter Twix, and I'm like, oh yeah, fucking treat myself to a peanut butter. And then I eat it, I'm like, this is not as good as a regular one.
No. And they won't, they can't get hard.
The
peanut butter Twixes, you can't, when you buy them, they melt way faster than, like, a regular Twix.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah. They don't make peanut butter Kit Kat, do they?
I don't think so. There's all kinds of Kit Kat, though, especially from Japan. If you go to, like, a Japanese store, grocery store, which we have around here, and you can get all kinds of green tea and chestnut.
We don't have Japanese stores around here. We don't have anything Japanese around here.
Oh, my God. I'm moving over there. I'm taking over.
Dude, we got plenty of Chinese, though. You want Chinese, we got Chinese, but we don't have no Japanese, nothing.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, some Taiwanese and plenty of Hmong.
Dirty Anise? You got Dirty Anise?
We all have dirty knees, yes.
Look at those.
It's on our flag. But on your flag is Conrad Bain, even though I know he's not really from Vancouver.
Ooh, no.
Or British Columbia, I mean.
He's from mentioning that. He is the man who played the old man from Different Strokes. Yeah. Different Strokes. I always thought that apostrophe was supposed to be for emphasis, but it's not.
It's different. Different.
He is still alive, but his co-star show is not.
No.
And everyone knows about that by now.
Yeah. It's so super old news by now.
Here's what I love about the internet now.
People are listening to this and saying that was weeks ago.
Like, people... I don't know what it is about the internet, but people want to break the news even though the news has already been broken.
Yeah, it's everywhere already.
Oh, did you hear?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because everyone's saying, did you hear? You know, like, about like everyone knock it off because, you know, one dick's going to do it. You don't need to do it.
But everyone's afraid that no one else, maybe everyone's thinking that, so I better do it.
You better all do it at once.
I know what you mean. Back in the day, you had a town crier, and the town crier would say his thing, and then everyone else would shut up and already know it.
We had a John crier in our town.
Yeah.
He would always be in the toilet doing it.
That's a good place to get information. I mean, because you have to go sometime.
Oh yes, yeah. And then in my town, there was only one bathroom. So
that'd be nice. Some dude just yelling the headlines in the bathroom.
What if you instead of like a town square with a big fountain, you know, like a big, you know, town hall or whatever, it was just like a big town toilet area,
like with some kind of infinite seat, kind of a
trough urinal style, but for dumping.
Oh man. But it's a fountain, too, right? Like, an active, like...
It would have to be.
Like, with those, like, you know, with the computer-controlled jets all making the, like, fancy shapes and stuff.
Danny and the computer-controlled jets?
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that what's interesting now is the turnaround of, okay, first of all, that, like, news breaks, then it's fucking all over Twitter, it's a trending, it's on Facebook, it's, you know, instantly before, like, you don't even have to do any work, it's just that news is delivered to you whether you like it or not, right?
Yep.
And then the next step is people being like, hey man, that's mean of you to make a comment on the guy who just died. You know, that whole, like, okay, everybody, like, knock it off, that's not cool. Like, but that happens, like, instantaneously after. It's such a short turnaround that, like, it's all at once, and then it's over in 5 minutes, and no one's talking about it anymore. It's so strange.
That was weird, man. Dude.
What else is in the news?
That's why, exactly. Yeah. That's why we don't, I don't know
what else is in the news.
I don't know. The oil thing's the only other thing I know.
You know what I was thinking? Here's what we should do. Just let that shit go. And we all just learn to drink oil.
Yes.
And then, because if everyone's eating... Well, everyone's already eating oil, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, totally.
If we just learn to do that, then it's like... Then everyone's going to be on board. Like, yeah, let's go to that country and blow it up and steal their oil so we can eat it.
Yeah, man. Like, what if you hydrogenate some diesel, man? Like, I bet that would have, like, a nice...
Oh, sure.
Savory kind of, you know, like,
Yeah, you know, like, I'm not on board, like, I don't have a car. I know how to drive, I don't drive, though, and I take transit, and I'm just kind of like, I'm all like, hey, let's not drive so much, you know? Drive
Whoa.
If you have to, but, you know, I'm not Mr. Enviro. Or anything, but you know, it's like maybe we should dial back the consumption a little. But
you one of those dudes that rides a fixed gear bike. You ride a bike with the gears reversed, so it's like extra hard to pedal. Just
have to pedal backwards.
Yeah,
but that's the brakes.
No, but yes,
but if it's for us to eat, though, that's a different story. Yeah, gotta eat to live, you know.
That's true.
I think some animal dudes
will adapt to it. They'll be like, hey, this is great. And then we'll have them on our hands. I think that'll be one.
Toxic Avenger?
Yeah. No, what if they set the whole ocean on fire? What if the whole ocean is constantly on fire?
Barbecue time.
Yeah, and there's just like giant flaming tsunamis just like smashing the buildings down, setting the
things
ablaze.
Here's what I'm actually afraid of. Science has not talked too much about this, but You know how I'm afraid of everything that's underneath the ocean?
Sure.
Like you don't normally see. All that shit, they're going to get all pissed off, and there's going to be like fucking Satan's mermaids are going to come up and be all like, you fucking dicks. Yeah. And then they're going to come up and they're going to be, well, they're going to be all oily, which is going to be kind of hot. But no, but hey, like imagine if mermaids were real, right? They lived under the ocean far enough down that we never saw them.
Okay.
But if they were real, think about how gross they would be.
Yeah, they would be super gross.
Like tentacly, bony, and sharp, all this, and have huge teeth.
All the stuff that lives down there, yeah, they'd be like mostly see-through. And like,
Yeah. Yeah, so gross. Like, if that's what mermaids were, do not sign me up, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that's going to happen. Like,
I don't think so.
Sea dragons are going to come up and be like, fuck you guys.
I thought humans are the only animal with the capacity for revenge.
Really?
I think so.
Well, Klingons.
I think all other animals just get over shit. They just,
They have the memories of goldfish. They forget instantaneously. They're like, well, I don't remember it being this oily down here before, but what do I know?
Yeah. Totally. Plus, their lifespans are so short anyway.
Except for whales.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
They're not real.
Yeah. Don't fuck with us whales. We'll blow you up.
No one will believe, like, when people hear about whales, like, 1,000 years from now, if whales are mentioned, people will be like, what are you talking about? That's not real.
Remember those things? There's great big whales down there. Oh, yeah? What did we do? We didn't eat them, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Whales are a fad.
They're faddits.
Yeah, so that's the other news I know. That's the only two newses that I know out of all the world of news.
We are a news show now, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, gaze upon the military. They can do it. They're going to be able to do it now.
I've not really ever been following that too closely. So what was the deal? They weren't allowed, and then now they are?
Well, they weren't allowed at all. But then finally, like after years of strife, they said, okay, you're allowed, but you can't let anyone know.
Oh, right.
And so then there was that.
So what's
for a long
the problem?
Time. Well, now you can tell everyone, you can just rub it in their faces now. Now
should be majorly private, Colonel.
Whoa.
In general.
Colonel.
So now they're allowed.
Well, not yet. Because our chiefs approved it, then they have to run it by the CEOs and then the honcho. And then it has to get signed by some kings. And then, finally...
The Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Kings.
Yes. And the Kings.
And the Brandon Wheat Kings.
But then finally, we're going to have an all-gay military.
And then they're going to get all oily.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And then we're finally going to win this
Make
war.
Make a TV show out of it while you're at it.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Will Carson Kressley be in it?
Carson Kressley?
Isn't he the blonde one from Queer Eye? Remember him?
Oh, no, I don't. I never watched the show. Was that good? Was that a good program? Should I?
Yeah, I used to watch it a bit.
Should I grab a few seasons of that?
No.
Throw it on my Zoom?
More like if your sister says we're watching this and you sit there and watch it, you're like, it's not so bad.
I got a Zoom watcher. It's pretty great.
Is that he lives up on the moon or something? And
it's crank powered. Watch.
Is that where the Watcher lives? Does the Watcher live on the moon, or is he just in some nondescript planet?
He was always on the moon. I think wasn't he banished there or something? He banished himself there.
Bruce banished.
Yeah. No, the Inhumans lived on the moon. I don't know if the Watcher would you just stand next to their dome?
What about Moonwolf? No, what's that guy's name? Wolf Man. Man Wolf. Wolf.
Blitz. Werewolf by Night?
Who's the astronaut who turned into a wolf?
A wolf. That's,
Wolf Knight.
Jimmy Jameson's son.
Yeah. What's that guy? What's he doing?
What's he doing now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where are they now? How come he was not in those Spider-Man movies more?
He got into electroplating. He's got pretty nice electroplating factory.
Like decoupage or something. He makes nice murals.
I worked in an electroplating factory for
for just a little bit.
Yeah?
It was terrible.
Okay.
I worked there for, I don't know, maybe a week.
You gotta be like some kind of moon wolf to pull that shit off.
Dude, it was like, it was these big wooden crates, you know, that would get dropped off in a forklift, and then there's like all these hooks overhead, you know, and the hooks are moving. You gotta grab these like rough, jagged metal, oddly shaped parts out of this, you know, crate, and then stick them on a hook.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know. So you do that for 2 hours, and then you stop for 10 minutes, then you do it for 2 more hours, and stop for 25 minutes, and then you do it for 2 hours. Yeah.
Then you do it for 2 minutes and stop for 12 minutes.
Nope.
Oh.
No, because the line, that's, you know.
Yeah. That's something else.
Yeah, it was pretty grueling, dude. What?
It made gruel out of you.
Yeah, it was rough, man. Just putting stuff on hooks. Putting, sharp. And it's loud, too, dude.
Gruella DeVille.
That's, whoa, you know what? Sorry.
Are you talking to
her? Slides of incense. No, it's Gruel. That's my brother's girlfriend's last name.
Gruel? Gruel? Groth?
Grail.
Boah.
It's G-R-E-W-E-L-L.
Gruel.
Grewell.
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 I like that. Good. Is he going to change his name to that when they get married?
He's, I don't know. I don't know. I
he's going to probably change his name to Green Lantern or something.
It would be Ired Bad.
Oh, really?
Oh, for sure. That's his main,
It's his best guy?
She talked him out of buying toys ever again, except if they're Iron Man, he can.
Wow.
Yeah, so he does.
And thank goodness there's more of those coming.
Yeah, totally. It's so good.
You watch that new Iron Man movie?
What? You know it, dude. I'm always first in line.
Me the fuck neither. Tom was lamenting that that kind of like nobody had seen it. And he's like, oh, a bunch of my nerd friends are here. Who saw Iron Man? And everyone was like, no, not yet. And he's like, what? But, he thought we were at a comic convention.
Right. No, it's just not... Not nerdy enough now. It's just,
I would see it, I guess. I quite liked the first one. I saw it in the theater. I quite liked it. But I don't feel like I even give a shit about the second one.
I think my brother saw it like twice the day before it came out.
I don't know why
whatever.
People keep wanting to see the same thing over and over again. That's what I think. Says the guy who's watched every season of Survivor.
Fish.
Fish. Yeah. It's not the same every time, though. Sometimes it's really awful.
Yes.
Like this was a good episode, good season of whoever didn't watch Survivor. If you used to watch Survivor, I kind of like that, but I don't watch it all the time. Watch this last one. It was like All Stars.
Bruce got the trophy.
Oh, man, I wish he didn't, but what are you going to do? No, it was great. You know what else happened? Lost happened. We won't talk about that, though.
No.
That's a whole nother cartoon.
We should duck out of this foxhole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meow. I didn't mean to just like clampy completely, just like, all right, shut it down.
Show's over, Synergy.
Turn it off. All right, that's cool. Well, let's thank our sponsors. And
thanks to Cheetos. Mm-hmm. Thanks to, or the other, Uncle Salty's non hydrogenated diesel snacks.
Oh, man. They'd just be so musky and rich. Just like,
It's like hickory smoked licorice flavor.
I like it.
That's what it would taste like, I imagine.
All right, well, here we go.
Make some Energon cubes out of that shit.
Are you saying it?
Making Energon cubes, that's what I'm going to go do in a second. Go make some John candy.
All right. Bye, Pete.
Brains pushing fudge tonight!